Yeah, we're on the road. Going to the gas station. Where I'm going to get a drink. And probably something to eat as well. Some kind of bar, some kind of meal replacement bar, some kind of granola bar. A bar of some kind is what I'm thinking so far here. Now, I know you're out there asking, do you need gas? The answer is no. Not today. But definitely tomorrow. I don't like people who are out in public that are, like, on speakerphone on their phone that are holding it up to the front of their face like it's a walkie-talkie. I think that's dumb. Put the fucking phone up to your ear. No one else wants to hear that shit. Guy at the gas station doing that. Like, fucking, come on. Wait, why? I got a power bar. Protein Plus helps build lean muscle, which seems like I could use some of that. I don't know. I mean, it's probably telling that I don't really know what lean muscle is, but, I mean, everyone could probably use more. And just by eating this, I just get it. It just helps build lean muscle. Like, all right, cool. Obviously, just eating this will give me more lean muscle. Technology's grand. Tastes like chocolate covered sand.
Yeah, I feel the feeling that keep on coming back, so can't This is a coordinated monthly test for Sirius XM radio. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual national emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Nothing. What? 90s. Commercial free. Sirius XM. 90s on 9.
National emergency. Fucking Tim Allen is still alive.
Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets
Oh, God. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
I don't think this song is very good. I hate to fucking, like, you know, I don't know, like, rain on a parade, you know, like be a total dick face, but this song is sucky. This is a sucky song. Maybe I'm just tone deaf, you know? Maybe I don't know good music. Maybe I don't know hit tunes, but... You know, maybe play the Smash Mouth song again. Maybe I'd rather hear that than the fucking... their terrible fucking ads. I need to open my heart to you and to Smash Mouth.
You're so consumed with how much you get. You waste your time with hate and regret. You're broken when your heart's not open.
All right, yes, and you make a good point. All right, I'm gonna try to be more open-minded about Smash Mouth. Madonna showed me the way. Right here, like T.I. comes on.
Now there's no point
Jeezy.
Placing the blame.
Yeah! You know, just...
I suffer the same if I lose you. My heart will be broken. Love is a bird. She needs to fly.
try not to look at the chat because I'm driving a car. And also because I turn over and see things like bare naked ladies are good. And just think like, well, there's nothing going on in there that I want to read. Telling you, a version of Frozen with a fucking feature, like a Hot 16 fucking guest rap in the middle of it. Drake loves the dog. Just ask him. I thought the song was kind of silly.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of
I kind of fucking coast. Hate Everclear. Probably unfair, I don't know. No, I'm right. Fuck Everclear. Let other people know that I'm listening to Everclear in here.
I am still dreaming of you.
Yeah, fucking right here, fucking starts to rock. Yes. World record for today, Zane Lowe's world record. Santa Monica by Everclear.
Thank you.
Michael Bivens here. Wanted to take time away from Motown Philly to let you know that these guys are, I like them. I like these guys. I'm in business with these guys. Anyway. Fucking draw the goddamn line. Because over here we've been listening to Collective Soul. Great. Really good, guys. Really good. It's a real toss-up. Everclear, Collective Soul. There's a lot of darkness in the 90s.
little more earthy, you know?
Fucking halfway through it decides like it needs a little more Eddie Vedder. Turn your hair. Probably thought that song was all right when they recorded it. They probably went like, yeah, man. And then convinced a lot of other people that it was actually pretty good. Like, it was on the radio kind of a bunch. Like, someone thought that it... Like, multiple people thought that this was, like, a good thing to fucking put in front of others. At one point, you know? I guess it's like always the way with music, right? If you're not thinking that like in the moment, then at some point you will look back on it and go, man, fuck. From that movie.
That would be great.
And their 90s alternative and grunge cohorts.
Yeah.
Sirius XM's Lithium.
Awesome.
Day.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, man. That shreds. Now here's that fucking one Temple of the Dog song that anyone ever heard ever. Are there even any more? I don't think there are. It was just like a super group and they just did this one song, right? This is like the most. This is like fucking redlining the fucking 90s meter. It's like fucking off the chart, like in the red, like fucking put the fucking suit on. Inject the fucking adrenaline into your goddamn heart. Pop the fucking green smoke because shit is fucked.
Well, I
Man, I know you can hear this song, but are you listening? I mean, are you listening to what he's saying, man? Like, by law, they probably have to play this song, like, 3 times a day if they're gonna have a fucking station devoted to fucking grunge. Some 90s fucking alt rock. And at some point, it's like, well... Fucking hip hop tinged fucking bullshit. And I, you know, I can, as someone who used to make some fucking hip hop tinged fucking bullshit, I can say that with some authority. Fuck this. I would rather listen to that fucking, fucking what, Summer Girls? Fucking, You Look Like a Girl from Abercrombie and Fitch? I'd rather fucking listen to that fucking monstrosity. Because at least it fucking sucks with a plump. Where this is fucking... Oh. Fucking All-Star sucks with gusto. fucking LFO sucks for the purpose. This is just fucking trash. Smashing Pumpkins songs. Smashing Pumpkins songs you can listen to and go like, alright, yeah, no, this is good, I actually like this. And then Smashing Pumpkins songs where you're like, man, I will never be as big of a Smashing Pumpkins fan as Billy Corgan is. Ugh. He's on the fucking 2000 station now. They had a good long career. If we switch to internet streaming radio, there might be something here we can also get angry about.
So much for doing that mix for us, Eric. It was a huge moment for the station and for fans.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, man. It was a real honor and pleasure to come aboard right at the start of each one. And I was a bit nervous doing this mix because it was such a big thing, but the response has been incredible. I was really happy, so could have gone better.
It really was amazing. And, a big part of that mix to me was, of course, the world record we're about to play. You've raised the bar again with this song, Opus. I know it's important to you because we're about to play it to the world officially for the first time. Tell us what this piece of music means to you in relation to what you've done before, because it feels like you've been leading to this.
I think this song is actually quite a new thing. I only played it once. I played it as the end song when I closed my set at EDC in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. I don't really know how to describe it. It's not really like you can't turn it into a radio record or anything like that.
Oh, watch me. Watch me.
Well, it's 9 minutes long, but it's just this journey. It will take you places. Just close your eyes. And, it was meant to be like the big closing moment of my set. And I didn't really know what to expect because I just made a track. I wanted to finish my set with it. And people in the crowd were filming it. And it's just blown up online. People are going mad about it. So I'm so happy that you're going to play it again.
It's for you.
New sound.
Live from LA to the world.
This is
one exclusive.
World record.
Then we decided to stretch every section out twice as long, and why not? Let it breathe. There are a bunch of people on the Golden Gate Bridge. These people are running. Are they all wearing t-shirts on their heads? They're waving. Some of them are holding hold up flags. There's a golf cart in front of them filming them. There's a motorcycle cop on the side of the bridge with them as well.
Thank you. Young Jeezy comes in and drops a hot 16. Slow it down. Yeah, you know. Think about it. I feel like I'm waiting for this track to start. Like, if this is actually the end, that's gonna be a fucking... Like, alright, it didn't really go anywhere. You just kinda had that one thing.
It is, as promised, Eric Prydz and Opus in its entirety, which shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who's heard me play your music before. I don't shy away from the journey that you take us on, Eric. An absolutely phenomenal return and another wonderful piece of music to add to your catalogue of epic, emotional, heavy dance music. What is this
epic, emotional, heavy dance music
this song gives us? And what are we going to get from you? What can you give us? What are the facts?
That's the genre I work in as well.
Well, I've just released the first part of three EPs that together becomes a
like provider, that was cool, but it sounded like the first third. Yeah, I mean, it sounded like the beginning of something provider, like that never
and we decided
actually
to
went anywhere.
An album, which is divided in three EPs. I've just released the first volume. We release one volume every month. There's another one coming in August and in September, leading up to the Eric Prydz album, which is dropping in October. Which is going to be fun.
Also, I had no idea that it was pronounced Prydz.
I'm really excited about that. And so much music coming out this year. Nobody
you learn things on the internet is what I'm saying.
It's just, you know, everything is coming out.
It's amazing, and I just wonder, you know, in a situation where you've been making music of this caliber and this quality for so long, you know, to find the inspiration to keep churning out as much, you know, music as you do, you know, whether that surprises you as well at this point in your career.
I think as long as you are really passionate about something, about DJing, about music, you know, you're going to be able to hear that, and you're going to be able to be inspired and be in a studio and you're on fire and just making all these new tracks every day. And most of it comes from me having all these amazing DJ gigs with people who respond to my music the way that I intended it to be. It's so inspiring. So next day when I'm back home from a show like that, I can't wait to get into the studio and just make more and try and, you know, make it better. And for the last few years, I've been so inspired. Like, I'm making a new track every day almost.
Always on. Breaking, 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 breaking.
They're gonna play this fake
Eric Prydz
song.
Just took everybody making music to school. Oh, you can use Logic Audio. Oh, good for you. You can make it sing. This is Mac DeMarco breaking.
Give up my life for the rhythm. I've been waiting.
Tunnel.
Stuck in the tunnel. Help.
Not moving. Hacknet, an immersive terminal-based hacking sim coming to PC August 12th. What is this press release? If I
developer's name is Team Fractal Alligator. Okay, sure. Bullet points include hacking simulation using real Unix commands. Alright, cool. Mysterious story to unravel. Killer soundtrack. Alright, I'm in. Back to the radio, I guess. We made it out of the tunnel.
Soap operas.
General Hospital, of course.
Days of Our Lives.
Oh my God, I grew up with all my children.
Hot young men.
I watched All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital in a row. 3 hour straight.
80s on 8. There you go. There's just some people saying the names of soap operas, because the 80s. You guys remember Koosh Balls?
80s on 8.
Like, that's... Michael J. Fox,
80s on 8.
Ronald Reagan, am I right?
80s on 8.
Alf wanted to eat the cat.
80s on 8.
Nothing but
Dave Coulier does when this song comes on the radio, like after all these years. Come on, just go. Yeah, yeah, that was me. Crazy. Oh.
Yeah.
a song. I don't, that's, you know. Sure. Dude just walking up the middle of this alley, smoking a cigarette, no cares in the world, Mr. Construction. Alright. I gotta go. You guys have a good, Wednesday? Today's Wednesday, right? Fucking, I don't know. Alright.
See ya.